The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. Are you ready to explore the balance in your life? When the proper balance in your life is achieved, you can enjoy better relationships, careers, health, and life. Now, here is your host, Sangeeta Patel.
Good morning and welcome to everyone on this call today. Thank you for joining us. And today, we are going to be talking about the healing power of forgiveness. Wow, that is so beautiful. That is one of my favorite topics as well. And, you know, like our Mother Earth, mankind, animal kingdom, each and every living being on this planet are a form of energy. And we are all one and connected. And all that is happening around the world, you know, it needs some kind of healing at some level. And one of the key of healing is forgiveness. So during my own healing journey, forgiveness gave me the power to heal. And that is how even I came up about the name for my book called Embrace Your Inner Self, because healing starts when we embrace our inner child, inner self, with unconditional love, and then everything just changes. So beneath our personal stories of pain and discomfort, we can access the wholeness, the joy, and compassion. And you can learn to forgive yourself and others and let go of what no longer serves you and liberate you, your precious heart. And that is exactly what our guest, Shan Vanderleek, will be sharing her wisdom today with us. Shan is a transformation goddess. I love that. Lifelong media expert, published author, celebrated podcaster, and voice-over talent. She is the creator of the Sacred Heart Teachings, author of Life on Your Terms, and co-author of 4 best-selling books for women. Shan produces the Divine Feminine Spotlight and co-hosts the popular Anxiety Slayer podcast with over 1.5 million listeners. Wow. So welcome, Shan. It's so glad to have you today on the show today. How are you?
I'm great, Sangeeta. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here with you today.
All right. It's great to have you. And today, I love, this is one of my favorite topic about forgiveness, the healing power of forgiveness. So Shan, we are going to talk about the healing power of forgiveness, and that's one of my favorite topic. And you say that the sacred personal healing is now. Can you please explain our listeners what that means?
Well, I do believe that we must remove the barriers within that keep us from experiencing joy and compassion and all of the things that keep us from caring for ourselves. We often will subconsciously erect protective walls around our hearts to insulate ourselves from pain and trauma, and it's really time to address that and face it so that we can remove those walls and come back to that place of joy that we're meant to be in.
That's right. That is so true. So how do you think we can shift the old patterns of thinking, and how can we be in the state of, like, how can we forgive?
Well, you know, I think that it really begins with forgiving ourselves, Sangeeta. We often have such a hard time letting go of the choices we've made in our past or the mistakes that we might have made, or maybe we have been holding a grudge or we've carried along some anger from from experiences in our past. And so those will often block us from that wonderful, healthy place of receiving love and opening to people that we love in our lives. It's amazing what happens when we close down. So the very first thing that everybody listening can do is be really gentle with yourself and forgiving and let things go so that you can move forward with a clear path instead of with all of these obstacles and all of the stuff that you're carrying around that doesn't serve you well.
Right. That's true. That is so true. I agree with you. So can you please share, like, what is the vision that drives you to support people to face their past and move forward?
A lot of it is based on my own sacred healing process and personal transformation over the last 10 years or so. This is something that, you know, how you have an experience, and once you've moved through it, you can share it and hopefully support others that might be in the same place you once were. And for me, most of my life prior to 10 years ago, I was in the corporate world. I was very powerful and successful and living what people might call the high life. And after my daughter was born, I realized that my inner wisdom and my true compassionate self was really buried very deep underneath this mask of what one of my teachers calls a mask of folly that I chose to wear at the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're in it, you're not really aware of what you're doing. And when you start to have some clarity or some awakening, very much like what a child can do, as you birth a child, you rebirth yourself. And so I had been so in tune with my masculine side that I needed to really have that wake-up call to become back in touch with the feminine side and understand that I could still be very powerful and very strong and very successful, but I didn't need to kick the feminine part of me or the loving part or the compassionate part to the curb. I didn't need to stay in the realm of competition. I could move over into the circle of collaboration. Did that make sense?
Yes, yes, definitely. And it is hard, especially when you are working for so many years in the corporate world, and then you keep going, doing all that, and in the meantime, you lose your own inner self, you know? And then you have to find your way to come back and kind of reconnect with your feminine side. And that's exactly what you did.
It really is. And my goal is to inspire as many women as I possibly can to be willing to put themselves at the front of the line to heal what hurts and heal their past and really nurture their dreams and make the best use of their divinely feminine talents. I really think that we can give the most when we are living lives that we love, when we're living in the moment and we're caring for ourselves, and when we feel nurtured and fulfilled and inspired. There are things that we must do to feel that way, and forgiveness is really a big, big part of that.
Right. Right. And so many women, and like, you know, the yin and the yang part, which is the male and the female, and the yin energy is now at its peak, which is like for next 16,000 years, and that's what is all coming up, you know, the forgiveness. It's a part of the spirituality, and that is the feminine energy, and then emotions are also feminine energy. So everything is kind of twirling around the femininity of the, you know, the female energy, and which is exactly what you are doing, and that is your mission and your goal to help women or anyone else who is willing and ready to kind of embrace their feminine side, correct?
Absolutely, and that's to teach as many as possible to face their fears and forgive themselves and heal what hurts. Because each one of us deserves to experience life with a heck of a lot more levity and more joy and with deeply profound unconditional love.
Right, right. That is so true. Now, how do we know when we are ready to dig in and heal our wounded hearts?
You know that you're ready when the same, the same chapter or the same song keeps playing for you and it no longer feels comfortable. For instance, you might be a person or have heard people say, I know you're not this person, Sangeeta, but you might have heard people say along the lines, I really have a hard time trusting other people. And they stay very guarded and very careful and often can be somewhat reclusive. Maybe you have people in your life that you love very much, but you won't let them get close.
Right.
And because of your past or because of different experiences or because of situations that broke your heart or caused you pain, you have made yourself as small as you can possibly be. And when you're tired of feeling like that, when you're tired of trading in guilt and shame, when you want to trade in guilt and shame for grace and for self-acceptance, you know that you're ready. You're ready if you just want something new for yourself, something more for yourself, and you realize, because usually we realize that it just takes some courage and support to start some form of sacred healing. And that comes in many, many forms and offerings. I've enjoyed yoga retreats and silent yoga retreats and dancing and yoga teacher training and deep shadow work and sweat lodge ceremonies. It goes on and on and on. And being a part of a wise woman's circle helped a great deal. And journaling, writing, and writing, pouring my thoughts on the page, anything that I could do to really clear my heart and open it again so that I could come from that place of love and compassion for myself and for others.
Yes. It's a time to take a short break, but we have so much to share, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you living your dream yet? If not, then why not? Everyone has a greatness inside of them to achieve what they deserve in their lives. But how do you find the motivation to get started? Tune in to Your Authentic Life with host Susan Cranston. Susan's advice, along with expert guests, will help you improve your relationships, start or change your career, and achieve the seemingly unattainable goal. Listen live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Experiencing loss or grief can be devastating. At some point, our soul compels us to embrace and embark on the journey to healing. But how do we begin? How do we move forward? Tune in to A Light for the Soul That Weeps with host Dayton Ann Williams. This program serves as your light, your forum, your passageway. Although healing is an inward journey, you are not alone. We can walk the path together. Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Hello and welcome back again, and thank you for tuning in on Voice America. And today we are talking about the healing power of forgiveness with Shan. And before we went on the break, Shan was sharing with us, how do we know that we are ready to dig in and heal our wounded hearts? And we were talking about the yoga and the guided meditation. So let's talk about that a bit more, Shan.
One of the best things that you can do for yourself when you're ready to move forward, when you're ready for transformation, is to really be in your body. And one of the best ways, and what I mean by that, is connecting mind, body, and soul. And the best way we can do that is through our breath. And for anyone listening, if you haven't practiced yoga before, and for those who have practiced yoga before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's being mindful of this beautiful breath of life and being aware that we are in our body, and to be able to move your body through different asanas and yoga practice, you really, I just can't even express how much that changes things. And even if you feel like, well, yoga isn't really my thing, maybe you try guided meditation or learn to meditate. And a great way to start is by listening to a guided meditation, because you really don't have to do anything other than relax and listen. And sometimes that's the best place to start, especially if you have a lot of things swimming around in your mind that are making it difficult for you to rest or to relax.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I agree with you, Shan, because the guided meditation, especially when, as you mentioned, you know, so many things happening around us and we are trying to heal ourselves. So during that, when it is guided, so it's like when somebody is talking and you're just listening, and that helps because the thoughts that are coming in and the mind chatter that goes behind our brains, it kind of stops and it kind of fades away, because then it helps to bring our focus inwards, right?
It really does. It really does.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I know you have the Sacred Healing Teaching Program that you introduced for the Sacred Heart Healing Cycle. Can you please tell us more about this?
Oh, I sure can. I created a program called the Sacred Heart Teaching that's a really soulful and introspective experience, and it offers everything that we've been talking about today, incorporating mind, body, and soul, together with journaling exercises, gentle beginning yoga classes, guided relaxations, poetry. And it's a guide that provides a safe space for anybody who wants to dig deep and heal and then gently resurface. So my hope is that many will begin to heal their past and open their hearts with the experience. And one of the first teachings is the Sacred Heart Healing Cycle. And that was my way of explaining how we move through our life with, you know, we're born and we're innocent and everything is wonderful and we trust and we're open-hearted. And then as we grow, different experiences happen in our life, and we might get hurt or our heart's broken, or beyond that, you know, some pretty ghastly things happen to people. And so you have that heartbreak, and then that transitions into wounding. And if you don't heal that space, you carry around these wounds and you become very closed. And as we mentioned earlier, it's harder to trust people, and you live in fear, and it's just it's not where we're meant to live. And so beyond that is the understanding that you can heal and get back to or return to that innocence by letting go and doing the work that needs to be done, and understanding that the experiences that you've had or the choices that you've made do not define you, that you can redefine yourself and you can begin again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's what the Sacred Heart Healing Cycle is all about.
It is, and it helps people figure out where they are in the cycle and then what you can do while you're there. You know, you'll start to understand, oh, this is why I behave that way, or this is what came up for me, or, boy, I really am still carrying that hurt from a long time ago. And you can start to imagine to be rid of that burden and that anger and that hurt and all of the stuff that as human beings we tend to carry along with us on our journey that we're not meant to.
Right. Right. And so many times, like, people don't have this awareness about, you know, and that's what's kind of make them either frustrated or angry or depressed and all those emotions, right?
Oh, yeah. And they often think that they're alone.
Right.
And they're not. I mean, if you're going through something horrible or something sad or something really difficult, chances are somebody else has gone through the same thing or a similar situation. You're not alone. And there are people who have moved through and come out beautifully on the other side through that cycle of awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so many times, most of the times, I would say that, you know, everybody's like on the same boat, so to speak, because, you know, we all have our own individual stories and traumas and, you know, events that have happened in our life that has helped us to go through those experiences and then touch those wounds and heal them in different ways. You know, there are so many ways out there that can help you heal. But like you said, the power of forgiveness is the core of it.
There's right? No question. It really is. It's such a beautiful gift that you can give yourself. And I think it's important to remind everybody, too, that this doesn't mean that if you're forgiving somebody who's done you harm, it doesn't mean that you're excusing their actions. This piece mm-hmm. of forgiveness, this place of forgiveness is for you so that you can move beyond what happened.
Right. So the forgiveness, like you mentioned, that it is from you and then not others, because so many times like people say that, oh, I'm sorry, but then they don't really mean it sometimes. They're just saying it as a habit of saying it. So I'm sorry. But then have you really forgiven yourself? That is the awareness that people need to bring. And that is how you do it also in your program.
It really is. You come to terms with what's happened. You put yourself in the driver's seat and determine how you're going to move through this transformation and what is acceptable and what is no longer acceptable, and with this understanding that you can't just label yourself as a victim for the rest of your life, or label yourself as the angry person, or you know whatever that may be, it doesn't serve you well. It's not what you're meant here to do. You're meant here to be joyful and to experience your life and to be creative and light, and so sometimes to get to those places, forgiveness is where we begin, and then we do our work.
Right. And what are the other some of the tips that you can share with our listeners for the forgiveness, for those who don't even know how to forgive themselves?
Well, I have a forgiveness exercise that's part of a free gift that our listeners can have. All they have to do is visit sacredheartteachings.com and they can download that. And it's this wonderful exercise, Sangeeta, where you write down everything that you're angry about, angry with yourself, angry with others, everything that you can possibly think of, and get it down on the page. And then you do this beautiful sacred ritual or sacred exercise to forgive yourself, to forgive these people that, you know, even though this person caused me great harm, even though I made choices that weren't in my best interest and caused me harm, whatever those statements might be, I love and accept myself completely. And you might notice that that's really similar to EFT tapping and, you know, the
yes.
phrases that you create for healing. And
yes.
so through that letter, you first are identifying what's going on, then you're addressing what's going on, and then you're forgiving yourself and others for what's going on. And then you take that and you burn it in a safe place, of course, in a fireplace or in a if you have a campfire or a burn barrel or something, and you just bless it and burn it and move on. And that's just one of the things that you can do.
Right.
The other thing you can do is just really becoming from a place of awareness so that when those thoughts come up that make you feel bad, you can address them and say, oh, that's an old pattern. I need to let go of that. I no longer feel that way. I'm beyond that. I've healed. I let that go. And the more we pay attention to that inner voice, the more we can change that inner dialogue.
That's right. That is so true. Well, it's time to take a short break again. And again, still we have like a guided meditation to come and a lot more to share. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Mothers and daughters have a unique relationship. There are trying times and loving times. There is joy and there can be heartache. Listen for Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Your hosts are Elizabeth Lutz along with her daughters, Danielle and Melissa Schoniker. Come with them as they share an open and honest discussion to help mothers and daughters everywhere strengthen and support their own relationships. Listen Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
And welcome back, and thank you for tuning in. And today we are talking about the power of forgiveness, the healing power of forgiveness. And before we went on the break, we were kind of, sharing how to do the forgiveness. And it is very, very important to know and learn how to do it rather than doing it in a deconstructive way. Like when I was healing from my own healing journey of my car accident and losing my own brother, I did not know. I was completely lost. And at that time, I would, go on other things, either like eating too much or find comfort foods or, things like that, because I did not know what to do, where to start. But once I learned how to do the forgiveness part, the process, and I started doing EFT, as you mentioned, Shan, earlier, which is emotional freedom technique, and that helped me, and writing, just keep writing, and that helps a lot. And you know what I did for the journaling? I would make a email, and I would write down to the subject, God. And then at the end of the day, just write down everything that happened. And that would help me to release whatever was stuck in my mind and then out into the computer or a diary. Mm. And that, yeah, so, that is one of the ways that helped me.
during. And what would you like, you know, if you can share some stories, that would be great so people can understand how they can do it.
Oh, sure. The story that comes to mind for me right now is I made a conscious choice to step away from a relationship with my father for about 10 years. And it was, as you can imagine, it wasn't an easy choice, but it was a choice that was made to care for myself, to protect myself and my young daughter. And it frankly took becoming a mother for me to realize that I could also take care of myself, protect myself from a very Jekyll and Hyde character who could be very destructive. Mm-hmm. And what I realized through all of this is I had this work to do, Sangeeta. I had shut down mentally, physically, spiritually. I had to really make friends with what I call the monsters under the bed and learn mm-hmm. how to honor myself and see myself as the talented and loving woman that I know I am now. You know, at the time, I couldn't see her so well. I was working so hard to remain warrior-like, remain masculine and successful. But what I realized is that the money and the success couldn't heal the wounds that needed to be explored with loving kindness, that I had to sort out the baggage that I still carried from my issues as, you know, experiences with my father growing up, and they weren't always pretty. And so excavating those depressed feelings from a lifetime of issues around my relationship with my father and combining that with the underlying current of what I call Catholic guilt. I had been raised Catholic, and really the guilt piece of that upbringing was not very supportive, and in my opinion isn't supportive for anyone to learn to let go of guilt and shame and free myself from all of the stories that had been created around all of this stuff, you know. And so I choose to share this personal story because I've had a lot of emotional healing to contend with, and all of that healing was poured into the Sacred Heart Teachings program. Because I know that I'm not alone and was not alone. But at the time, it sure felt like that. And, you know, people would say, well, you know, he's your father. How could you walk away? Well, because I had some significant healing to do. I needed to determine whether or not it was a good choice to have somebody who wasn't very healthy in my life. And, you know, the story is deeper than that, of course, but through my own healing allowed me to come back around and forgive myself and forgive him and begin again as not as really father and daughter, but as two adults who are making their way around a new relationship.
Right. And it is so true, you know, most of the times, you know, like we come into a family whom we need to learn and teach at the same time, and those are the closest to us that need to be forgiven or forgiving, and that is the hardest thing. And when you bring awareness, like you mentioned before, that awareness is one of the key to forgiveness, and when you bring that and they say, okay, no, I need to do this, even though it is my father, I have to step back and do my own healing, and that is very, very hard, but at the same time, it is very much needed.
It saved my life. It was a very good decision.
Right. And I would like to share my story also with my father. And when I was growing up, you know, I was back in India, and over there we didn't had enough good schools because it was a small village. So I was shipped to a city, to my aunt's home, and that's where I kind of grew up. But at that time, because I was not aware of it, that why did he send me and all this, so that anger kind of builded up. And he was very strict as a nature, so I was not able to communicate with him openly. And when he passed away, that's when, you know, everything kind of came together, but it was too late. And that's when I kind of connected with the angels and asked their help. And then
in my dreams, I would see my father and him crying, and he was saying sorry to me. I was saying sorry to him. And it was a very, very touching moment. And through those dreams, I feel that that forgiveness has taken place. So forgiveness can be done whether the person is there or whether they have passed away or they are not living with you, right?
That is such an important part to bring up. And thank you for sharing that. It's a beautiful, beautiful sharing that we can heal and we can forgive even when the people have already passed on.
Right, right. Mm. And sometimes, you know, what happens is some of my clients, I say that, oh, okay, if they would say that I cannot forgive this person, I cannot say them face to face. So it would say that, okay, maybe you can write it down and just imagine, like bring their face into in front of you, close your eyes and do that, and then visualize them. And then also, you know, just kind of say that, okay, and my favorite is Ho'oponopono prayer. I love that.
Me too. Me too.
Have you been? Do you work with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And that is like just the four statements, which is, you know, please forgive me, I'm sorry, thank you, and I love you. And some of the times, you know, they say, oh, I hate that person so much, I cannot say that I love you. And they say, okay, just pretend that you love him or love her, you
right,
know?
Right.
Because just by that, that's what happens, you know, when you, it kind of, event, because it is the intention. Energy kind of follows where the intention goes, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is great. And
I think that to be fully present and shine our light, our heart light, and we have to explore our darkness. We have to dig deep and see what needs to be forgiven. And, you know, it's the reason why I created the Sacred Heart Teachings, to guide people to get to the root of what's weighing them down, so that they can let go of what no longer serves them and come from that place of liberating their precious heart, opening again, coming back to that innocent place again, and remembering that we're here, we're pure love. That's what we're here to be, and it's what we're here for. We're not meant to suffer in the way that so many of us do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I love the name that you have given, you know, the Sacred Heart Healing Cycle, because, yes, it is the cycle, because since we are born, we are pure light, and then we go through our experiences, life experiences, and eventually we go back to that pure light that we are and realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes, yes. All right. Well, it's time to take a short break, and we have a beautiful guided meditation visualization coming up. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
It's time to access your magic. Tune in each week to Living in the Magic of Possibilities with your host, Glenice Hughes. Our topics cover finances, personal health, business, relationships, mediumship, and so much more. If you want to access all that is possible in your life, listen to Glenice and her expert guests who've turned the impossible into the possible. Living in the Magic of Possibilities is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in. And you are listening to The Healing Power of Forgiveness with Shan Vanderleek. And we talked about how to heal our wounded hearts, how to do the forgiveness process. And also we shared some stories so everybody can understand and know that we are all here to help each other. We are all here to hold each other's hands, and we are all connected through the same energy of the universe. So now, Shan is going to guide us through a delightful Sacred Heart Visualization Meditation. How wonderful is that? So Shan, it's all yours.
Oh, thank you. Well, I invite everybody right now to take a nice deep breath in through your nose. Nice and deep, and then exhale through your mouth. And depending on where you're listening, if it's safe for you, I invite you to close your eyes and even lay down if you can. If you're listening in a place where you can't do that, just remain seated with your feet on the floor, your back nice and straight. Come with me now on a journey to open your precious heart. Inhale and exhale. Visualize compassion flowing through your body. You are loved. You are cradled in the arms of the Universal Mother. Picture a brilliant green light glowing and pulsing around your heart center. Breathe in this loving green light and picture it, feel it spiraling from your heart all through your body, reaching each part of you with loving kindness. This cycling green energy, this loving energy, filling up your body, your belly, your hips, your legs, flowing down to your feet, and then spiraling back up through your torso, to your chest, neck, up through your head, and spiraling back out to your fingertips. Inhale and exhale. You are pure love. Allow yourself to receive unconditional love. Invite the feeling of love and warmth into your heart space. And release any thoughts that block the flow of this loving current. Loving relationships come easy for you. You love yourself and others effortlessly. Your heart is your compass, your guide. No matter what may have caused you pain, heartbreak, disillusion, you are loved for all time. No matter how much you need to heal your past, you are loved. Let the love in your heart lead you to that place where all is well and you are overflowing with compassion. I invite you to say to yourself, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. let your heart lead you to everyone and everything you love. You might think, I love my daughter. I love my husband. I love my best friend. I love my sister. I love the scent of roses. I love watching the sunrise and set. What do you love? Picture all the love you need flowing to you from an abundant and compassionate universe. You are loved. You are perfect just as you are. And you deserve to live your heart's true expression. Sit in the awareness that love is all there is. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace. 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 I invite you to open your eyes and welcome back.
Wow, Shen. This is so beautiful. Such a great experience.
My pleasure.
Was very peaceful, like you said, you know, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti at the end, and then peace, peace, peace. And this is exactly what our true nature is, you know, just peaceful. And I saw during the meditation, like I was holding Mother Earth in a shape of heart with the green glow around it. And then I had angel bumps all over my body, and it was such a beautiful experience. So thank you for sharing this meditation.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my absolute pleasure.
Wow. All right, listeners, I'm sure you can do this, even take 2 or 3 minutes out, you know, from your hectic, busy life, and just touch base with your inner self, you know, your inner child. And just touch your heart, even just place your hands on your heart and just breathe slowly and remember this. So, you know, it can help you to come out of any kind of things that you are in. And Shen, would you please tell our listeners how they can reach you?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, Sangeeta. The easiest place to find me would be at transformationgoddess.com. And if you're interested in downloading the free report and guided meditation that I talked about earlier, you can get that there at transformationgoddess.com, or you can go directly to the sacredheartteachings.com. Either place you'll find me. And then you can find me online just about anywhere if you search Shan Vanderleek. But I'd love to invite everyone to claim access to that free report. And if you enjoyed the guided meditation, I think you'll enjoy the one that I give away as well. And Sangeeta, thank you for having me. And this conversation is so important and near and dear to me. And to be able to share that with you and your listeners is super cool. I appreciate it.
All right. So thank you, Shen, for joining us and sharing your wisdom today and empowering our listeners, and especially kind of handing them a tool for the healing power of forgiveness. And that is a great tool to have and to understand and to learn, and it can keep going. Forgiveness does not just happen on one day, you just sit down and, okay, it's done. No, this is a process. So please understand, listeners, that you can just do this every day, once a week, you know, however you feel like it, and, you know, definitely download the information that Shen gave, and it would help you. So thank you, Shen, again, and thank you, listeners, for joining us today on Voice America Empowerment Channel on Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself. And make sure to join us again next Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you. Have a blissful day. Namaste.
Thank you again for tuning into the show. Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel can be heard live every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. This week, may everything come together to give your life balance.